You are listening to The Mindful Minute, meditations created for everyday joy. I'm Meryl Arnett, mama, meditator, and co-owner of Sacred Chill West. This podcast is recorded from my live Monday night meditation class, where we have a brief discussion followed by a 20-minute guided meditation. Welcome to week two of our discipline and devotion meditation series. This week, we are talking about equanimity, which is a word that is thrown around a lot in meditation circles and then very rarely talked about because it's a hard thing to define. But we're going to talk about it tonight. So if you were with us last week when we kicked this series off, we talked about the importance of the breath and why in almost every meditation class, the teacher says, pay attention to your breath. Right? And the reason, the short reason is it's an anchor that helps hold us in the present moment. So it's not about the breath itself. It's about using it as a tool for concentration. So why do we want to stay in the present moment is, I feel like, the question that comes up next. And the answer is we're so primed to freak out about the future that we spend a lot of time living our lives in fear because, oh my God, what's coming around the corner? I don't know. Rather than saying, actually, in this moment, I'm okay. Like, this is an okay moment, right? For the most part, we're okay in the moment. Even if it's a painful moment, we can be in pain, we can be sad, we can be hurting, and also know that we are okay, right? So, equanimity is like the hoped for outcome when you meditate. I don't want to say goal because there's really no goals with meditation. But as we build a meditation practice, I think one of the things that we find, even if we don't know how to define it, is we are cultivating a quality of equanimity. So the definition I found for equanimity was mental calmness, composure, evenness of temper, especially in difficult situations. But the first time I heard equanimity defined and I understood it was a meditation teacher named Gil Fronsdale. And he said equanimity is defined as this is what's happening now. Let's see what happens next. And that's when I went, oh, there's like this friendly curiosity rather than let me tense up and think about all the possible scenarios that might happen and worry about each and every one of those and create plans A, B, and C for each of them. And then, oh, I actually missed what happened because I was so busy freaking out, but here's the next moment, let me freak out about that. Instead of that, it's this idea that can I just say, this is what's happening in this moment, even if it's an incredibly hard moment or a frustrating, you know, this. So today is my wedding anniversary and my husband woke up in the worst mood. And he never does that. He's like the most even-tempered person on the planet. And he woke up angry. And I was so bummed. That's like not how I wanted to start. I want to be like, hey, happy anniversary. That's not how that morning went. And the idea is even in that moment, you go, okay, so this, instead of being like, now our anniversary is ruined, I'm going to throw the card away, we're not having dinner tonight, you know, like you could go down that whole path, right? But instead it's okay, so that's this moment. Let's see what happens next, right? So in the, you know, meditation is about a 2,500-year-old practice. And the original language being spoken in the time that meditation was being cultivated, where it was being cultivated, was a language called Pali, which predates Sanskrit. And so our word equanimity is actually two words in Pali. And the two words mean to stand in the middle of this and to see with patience. So equanimity could be defined as to stand in the middle of all of this and just to see with patience. Right? Without having to decide if it's a good moment or a bad moment, and which is what we do. Every single moment, there's a piece of our brain that's going, I really like this. I don't want this moment to change. This is a good one. Let me hold on to it. Or this is terrible. I'm so upset my partner's in a bad mood. And what am I going to do? And how am I going to change? And let me get out of this and fix it as fast as I can. Either way, we're either grasping for something or, you know, feeling aversion towards something. And we're not able to just say, this is this moment. And it's not to say, please hear me say this. It is not to say that this is a passivity. That is never the teaching, okay? So it's not that this is a horrible moment in my life and it just is what it is. I'm just gonna sit here in the middle of it. That is not the teaching, right? The teaching is, this is the moment I'm in. Good, bad, indifferent, this is the moment. Let's see what happens next. I have choice, right? So it's not to say that there's never any action. It's not to say you might not make make change because the moment you're in is not a moment that's acceptable for you. However, we do it from a place of clarity. We do it from a place of composure versus flying off the handle and reacting. Right? So I coincidentally have the perfect example from my own life of equanimity. And it's these I love these moments, in all truth I do, because sometimes, maybe once every month or so, I'll have just an everyday moment and I'm able to catch it and go, this is why I meditate. Like, I can see that this is helping me feel better in my everyday life. And so today, I somehow, in a move very unlike me, completely forgot that I had committed to a conference call in the afternoon. It did not make it on my calendar. It did not cross my radar. Like, I completely forgot. And the person I was supposed to have a call with texted me and said, just making sure we're still doing the call, .. And I didn't see that for an hour. So I really missed the call. And I didn't see it until I was walking into the 5 p.m. chaos, which at my house, like, I walk in the door at 5. I got to get dinner on the table. I have two hungry kids. We got to start bath time. I got to get back out the door to get to the studio. Monday night is an intense night at our house. So I walk in the door. What's for dinner? All the noise, all the things are happening. And I see this text and I think, oh my God, I am mortified and I have no good excuse, nothing. Like, I literally just forgot. And I have to text this person and say, I am so sorry. I made this mistake, which I do. And I'm feeling all the things you feel around making a mistake. So a little bit of shame. And that translates to me as anger, which I immediately could feel start to rise up about the chaos in my house. And I was able to catch it in the moment and go, I am so not mad about any of this. I am mad at myself. It has nothing to do with this moment. And I'm not going to let it out in this way. Right? Sometimes I don't catch it. Let me be very clear. But in this moment, I was able to catch it. And that was the moment of, that's why we practice. Right? That's why we sit day after day, minute after minute. Sometimes it feels great, sometimes it's boring, sometimes it's frustrating, but we do it because we're building this emotional tolerance and this sense of space so that, you know, if you sit long enough, one day you're gonna sit while you're angry, and then you're gonna have 10 to 20 minutes to really feel what anger feels like in your body. And then when you really get good at feeling that, what that feels like, you start to catch it outside of sitting down. You start to catch it while you're cooking dinner or while you're on 285 or where, you know, wherever you are in the moment. So we'll practice tonight and we'll practice with this balance of the discipline, which is we're gonna sit. We sit for 20 minutes in this class. So we'll do a 20 minute sit together, right? That's discipline to stay, to not get up in the middle and be like, I'm gonna go have dinner now. And also the element of devotion is here. And this is actually a true, like a piece of the teaching around equanimity is the assurance that comes from having faith in your practice, right? That is one of the ways we cultivate equanimity is by trusting, by having faith in the practice. And we get that faith by these little moments when you're like, it worked. That just worked for me. It is worth it for me to get up early and sit again tomorrow because I know it worked for me tonight, right? So we do that to cultivate our sense of devotion, our sense of faith, and then we apply discipline to keep the practice going. So we'll do it together, yeah? Okay. So if you've already been seated with your legs crossed, let's switch out the cross of the legs. Uncross, cross the opposite direction. If you're listening at home, you're welcome to sit in a chair with your feet flat on the earth. Wherever you are, you'll let your hands rest onto your lap, palms face down. And when you're ready, you can let the eyes close. If that doesn't feel comfortable or safe for you today, you can always take a soft gaze down towards the ground. And together as a group, let's take a deep breath in. Exhale out a sigh. And we'll do that again. So inhaling deeply. Exhale out a sigh. Allowing your breath just to flow naturally for a moment. Feeling yourself just settle into your practice today. Noticing whatever it took to get here. Noticing what might still be hanging on your shoulders, on your forehead, and your brain. And you don't have to push any of it away or shush it. But it helps to just acknowledge what you've got going on as you sit down. And then amidst whatever it is that's going on in your mind, in your body, in your heart, whatever it is, we just silently say to ourselves as acknowledgement, now is my time to meditate. Now is my time to meditate. And with that invitation, feel yourself truly sit down. Relaxing the inner body so that you feel heavy and comfortable. Perhaps you'll feel a nice length in your spine today, just lifting up a touch. Feeling the crown of the head gently reach for the ceiling. Gently inviting the muscles through the face to relax, the forehead, the skin around the eyes. And the lips, the jaw, even the tongue. You might feel that wave of softness move down through the sides of the neck and out across the shoulders. Feeling the shoulder blades just settle down the back a bit. Noticing the rise and fall of the chest as you breathe. Noticing down into the belly and just seeing if maybe you can relax your belly muscles a bit. So you don't need to engage or pull in here, just soften. You might even be able to feel your hips, your thighs let go a little bit. And so we find ourselves seated here, the back of our body strong and awake. The front of our body soft and receptive. And you might take a moment just to notice the state of the inner body. How are you feeling right now as you start your practice? Just noticing, this is what's happening now. And as we settle ourselves towards a period of silence, we'll use our breath as a way to stay in this moment. So you'll begin to feel your breath here. For me, I often feel my breath best just inside the nose. Experiencing the sensations of breathing in and the sensations of breathing out. You don't have to describe this breath. You're not narrating it or using any words. But gently focusing your attention on the breath holds you here, this moment. And as you feel yourself getting pulled away into stories, memories, distractions, just with a gentle smile, you'll remind yourself, feel the breath. This is what's happening now. Let's see what happens next. Let's see what happens with this breath. And then this one. And as we rest in silence together, just continue coming back to the breath, back to the moment, as many times as you can. feeling how your breath just naturally deepens with the sound of the bell. And if you've slumped over at all, find yourself straightening and lengthening that spine once more. Just catching yourself right here in this moment, soft smile as you silently say to yourself, "This is what's happening now. Let's see what happens next." Drawing your palms together in front of your heart like a prayer, bowing the chin down. Taking a moment to simply thank yourself for carving out the time and space to sit still, to practice with discipline and devotion as we cultivate this quality of equanimity, this ability to stand in the middle of it all and to see with patience. Thank you guys so much for sitting with me today. It's my honor, as always, to be here with you. Namaste.
Thanks for listening to The Mindful Minute. You can learn more about me by visiting merylarnett.com. For bonus meditations, tips, and a little bit of baby spam, follow me on Instagram at merylarnett.